The Federal Railroad Administration says that by next December, it wants to let more communities set up no-whistle, quiet zones where the risk of train-car collisions is low. Or the government would allow bans in areas where local officials can boost safety at crossings. 31 Wisconsin communities already have whistle bans, and most of those bans would be grandfathered in for 5 years until the community had to pass a safety test. State Railroad Commissioner Rodney Cronin says some cities with whistle bans only have a few upgrades to make, but others have a lot to do, and Cronin says there's currently little state aid.
If everybody descends on us for help, let me tell you, our checkbook's pretty bare. And I don't think the state is in any position at this time to step forth with a spare $25 or $30 million to try to solve this.
The city of Madison's whistle ban was put in after a 1996 deadline, and under the federal proposal, the ban would not be grandfathered in. Cronin predicts Madison would have a hard time doing enough upgrades in a year's time to keep a citywide whistle ban. But he says parts of Madison could probably have enough crossing protections in place. Cronin estimates another 25 Wisconsin communities are interested in adding train whistle bans.
This rule will make it a lot clearer on how to do it, but they're going to have to get out their checkbook.
Finally, Cronin says there are a few Wisconsin communities that have so many trains passing through that whistles are part of their culture. He does not expect whistle bans there, although as freight trains increase in certain corridors, there will be a bigger push for crossing gates. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.